David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And today I'm really excited because we have our very special guest. It's Carol Ann, and she is amazing. She is the co-founder of Solo Petty Therapy, and she just loves to help others. She has a huge heart, and she focuses on a lot of different things, from going from grief to learn how to be happy, experiencing joy back into your life. And today she has a real fun thing she wants to talk about. She's going to talk about the joy of slowing down. Is it a myth? Do we really slow down as we get older? Or, you know, is manifesting good for us, and who's really inside of us? You know, these are topics she wants to dab into today. And these are things that, you know, we sometimes wonder about ourselves. So, you know, Carol Ann, I am so excited to have you back on the show. And everybody who doesn't know, Carol Ann has her own podcast on our channel. So take a look at her podcast, because they're amazing. And, you know, she also is part of our podcast community, so you can contact her anytime with any questions. So, Carol Ann, how's everything going today?
It's going. And I'm thinking about what you said, the myth of slowing down. Yeah, I don't think anybody's slowing down. I think if anything, we've all sped up due to computers, to the phones for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is a myth. And I praise those who do slow down and would love to know their secrets. I was talking with someone the other day about, actually, it's funny, about slowing down and what would I do if I ever sold the company. And I thought, you know, it's a good question. I don't know what I would do, because
right.
I like to keep busy. I like to do things. I like to move. I like to be active. I like to be involved with people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, you know, slowing down sounds great. I think I'm going to actually start taking that in small bites to see if I can achieve that slowing down, such as maybe starting later in the mornings and really giving myself the morning time to enjoy life.
Yeah.
I think that's important. I've also started getting off of the computer at night. Off my phone at night.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of slowing down also, and really enjoying what's in front of me instead of what's in front of me on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, I was traveling last week and I look around at all the people who are out. And I was in beautiful Miami. The weather was gorgeous. Okay, well, I was inside most of the time in an expo, but when I got outside, it was nice.
Yeah.
But you see people constantly on their phones.
Right.
Even when we went for meals, the two of them, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever.
Yep.
Couple, friends, they're all on their phones.
Yeah.
And it's really, it really makes me miss how I grew up.
Yeah.
You know, if your phone rang, everybody ran for it. All the kids ran for it because it was exciting.
Yeah.
You were outside at night playing in the front yard, the backyard, your neighbors came over. That to me was heaven.
Yes.
That's heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I reflect back now looking at it. Boy, that was really a slow life.
Yeah.
That was a fun life.
Yes.
I'm in touch with a lot of my friends from my high school. Majority of them all have retired. I think I'm one of the lone people still working, but I enjoy it.
Right.
But I see how their lives are, that they've slowed down. Some are actually enjoying it. Some, you know, but then who knows what's real when you are looking at everything online either?
Right.
So who knows? Who am I to judge?
Right. I totally agree with you. I think, nowadays things have sped up so much with the technologies that people are so immersed in technology that they're forgetting what really is important. A lot of times, like you said, I would be in a restaurant and everyone's on their phone. And then I even, at our table, sometimes I would tell the kids, "Hey, and they, put away the phones." And they're not kids anymore, they're grown-ups, but still everybody,
It's
and
even
every
worse.
Yeah, everybody can't miss a phone call. They can't miss a text, and they have to know what's going on. We didn't grow up like that. And
Right.
I actually love the era I grew up in because I think we didn't have that, and we really appreciated everything around us. I appreciated going outside. I appreciated going to my friend's house. I appreciated, spending time and real family time and not, being interrupted by all these little things that are really not important, and I think we get so immersed with, that FOMO, that thing of, that fear of missing out, that,
Right.
we really forget to really pay attention to what's important in our lives. And, you could slow down, but, learn to, when you slow down, use that time to appreciate the life around you, what you have, and the things that you maybe wanted to do that you couldn't do before, but now you have some time to do it. Now is the time, as we get older, to make time. And the biggest problem I think I see is that a lot of people aren't making time. They're so involved with, like their phones and all this other stuff that they are not taking that time that they have to really work on themselves and do what's happy. It makes them happy and brings joy to themselves.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
I don't think people truly know what makes them happy or bring joy to themselves. I think we've all just lost it.
Yeah.
We're so ingrained in, you hear a ding on the phone, and how quickly does your head tilt?
Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing how we are so addicted to this small object that we carry around.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It really is, because you can't think about what makes you happy anymore. You're so involved with, I got to answer this, I got to take this, I got to do this, I got to do. And
Yeah.
what about just be? Just relax into yourself and
Yeah.
just be you.
Yeah.
Just take a breath and
Right.
step back from the commotion and the drama you've created. There's only drama because it's been created.
Right.
So is that the life you want to live? Then
Right.
fine. Then, if you don't, then create a different life that looks less drama filled.
Right. Exactly. I think that's one of the things that I find when, I do podcasts or I listen to a lot of people, they don't know how to bring happiness back into their lives. That's a missing component in a lot of people's lives are they're missing joy, they're missing happiness. They're so involved in everything around them. They're so involved with, either problems or like on their phones and other people's lives that they're not really focusing on what they need and what makes them happy inside. And like you said, I don't think they know. I think a lot of people don't know.
And they have no idea how to go and figure it out.
How did you start to figure out what makes how to bring joy and happiness into your life?
Well, because I was that person who had no idea. I'd been so involved in my companies for so long that I did not give myself the space to really get to know me. And what I liked, I
Yeah.
forgot about myself
Yeah.
completely. If the company was taking over my life and
Yeah.
I didn't realize who I was anymore. So I had to step back and think, what do I like? I don't do vision boards because I think those just change all the time. I really do. I know a lot of people swear by them.
Yeah.
But life changes. That's that old saying of you're busy making plans and God's got something else going on for you. Well, there went your vision board. You've got to accept everything that comes in front of you, because if you don't, that's an issue. But in order to find the joy, it takes a lot of quiet time, and people don't know how to handle being quiet. It's that time of being with yourself. It's writing out. I mean, I've got those post-it notes that are whoo, so big, and not that dinky little square. It's the really large one. And I started writing on that one day, and I've been gifted with being able to just allow the information to come through me and write. So I do that. And boy, it's amazing what comes out when you give yourself time to breathe, relax, listen. It's that simple. But
It's
can you do it?
right. I think a lot of people want to do it and then they get preoccupied with everything going around them and then they put it aside and they don't do it. And then, and then
And
it.
it's fearful. It really is fearful to get to know you because you may find part of yourself you don't like, but then again, you may find a part of yourself that you go, whoa, I didn't know that was really me. I mean, I used to dress as a little kid extremely kooky. I was raised in menswear, so I had a fashion sense until my mother said to me, you're going to school like that? I was wearing plaids and polka dots, and I thought it was fabulous until she said that, and that shut that down. So I'm playing with style of dressing again. And it's funny because my friends will say, oh my God, that is so cool. Only you can pull this off. I mean, I love wearing socks, little frilly, lacy socks with shoes now. Oh, I used to dress like that as a kid. I mean, that was normal back then. But now people look at you and go, oh, but I don't care because that's what I'm comfortable with. I've gotten to the point of I like dressing different. I like expressing who I am. And I think that's what we're all afraid of. We're so afraid of being judged by others. That just takes over all our world big time. And it
Oh,
shouldn't.
I agree.
It really, and I don't like using the word shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, because they don't exist. But you have to get comfortable with yourself to say, this is me. And I'm stepping out in who I am.
100%. 100%. I think, I think it is true. A lot of people are afraid what other people think. They're afraid of being rejected. They have to be a follower. They don't want to be a leader. They don't want to stand out. I know for me, I like dressing different. I like dress. I feel youthful, so I want to be youthful. And I like putting on those youthful clothes. And, I've had people say things to me, and I don't care. This is who I am. I wasn't always like that, but I got to the point where I was like, hey, this is who I am. I like who I am. I'm going to be the person I want to be. And it takes courage. But, people have to really take the time out to really figure out who they are and what brings the most joy into their life.
I totally agree. And we all try and follow what the fashion sense of the year is for each winter, spring, summer, fall. Everybody's telling us what to wear, which I don't like. I mean, I lived in Richmond, Virginia in my 20s. And I wore nothing but pink and green because that's the color of the Richmond in the South. And I look back and go, wow. I really fell into that can of worms and I ate that like it was my religion of wearing pink and green. If I had on green pants, they had little pink flowers in them. I mean, boy. Now I like pink and green. I think they go really well together, but I wouldn't wear it like somebody told me to do it. It's got to have a twist.
And
that's usually what I'm known for. I may be all put together, but there's always something out of place that makes no sense whatsoever. And that's how I express who I am. But it takes a lot of work to get to know who you are. And it takes a lot of courage, as you said, to get to know who you are and to be who you are.
What would you say step one is for people who are like, okay, I want to be me. I want to feel that happiness. I want to feel that joy. Well, how do I begin this? Like, how do I begin this journey? How do I figure out who I am, and how do I find joy and bring it into my life?
The first step that worked for me, and as a active person who fought sitting down, I had to do it. I had no other choice. You just have to sit, and you've got to write out, and you can use crayons, you can use colors, you can use paint, whatever creativity style that's going to get you there, just have fun with it and start watching what comes out, and you will be amazed when you literally take, and I always take big pieces of paper. See, I was a second and third grade teacher, and I did everything big, bold colors to get their attention so they could see what was going on. And I still do that. I love big, bold colors. That's how I do my creative time. I don't just use paper and pencil. That to me is boring. You know, I love to, and even if I end up scribbling it out sometimes and just making silly scribbles, it starts activating my brain to go, oh, wait a minute here, we've got to be writing something.
I feel like colors really bring like different, psychologically, they do bring different energies, and they make you feel different. So if you have a vibrant red, or you have blue for calmness, like you start to feel different when you start to use all these different colors. It brings feelings and energies into the room.
That's right. I think so too. And I think how you dress is definitely the expression of what you're feeling for the day. So, you know, play with it, have fun with it, enjoy it.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
100%, 100%. So as you started to really figure out who you were, and you started to play around, and you started to really, analyze the things that maybe you needed work on, and then you started to figure out, what really makes you happy. What did you do? How did you make time to focus on those things, and to really, start to evolve into that person you wanted to become?
I think carving out so much time in the day is important for yourself. I really do. I think it's also finding what they say your tribe is. Who do you have fun with? Who do you laugh with? Who do you enjoy spending time with? Who supports you? Those are the people you need to be around. Don't give your energy and your time to those who don't support you. If you've got a friend who's constantly asking, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? That's not a friend. If you have another person you call a friend who doesn't bother to call you, but yet you're constantly thinking about him, that's a big red flag. They're not calling you for a reason. It's like that movie, he's just not that into you. They're just not that into you. That's not a person you want in your life. You've got to really pay attention to who is giving back the energy and who's taking the energy from you. So there are a lot of energy suckers out there in this world. When
For
they
sure.
find out you're a good person, and I've got this huge compassionate heart that sometimes I give too much. So I'm learning how to not give so much because then it ends up depleting me and making me upset, which is doesn't bring me the joy.
Yeah.
So we're constantly learning if we are paying attention,
I agree
if
with
we
you.
are present, if we are here.
And a lot of times, you want to be friends with someone, you want to have that bond. And like you said, they're not reacting, they're not responding, and that is a red flag. And I think sometimes, we have to realize too, you say to yourself, well, what's wrong with me? Or why don't they like me? It's not us. And
Right.
we have to realize that, sometimes we put it on us and we're like, why? It's not us. It's
Right.
them.
Right. It's what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
What could I have done differently in the relationship? Oh, maybe I shouldn't have told them this. Oh,
Right.
if I could have only. Again, there's the shoulda, coulda, and would've.
Yeah.
And they're telling you exactly who they are. Are you going to pay attention to that?
Yes.
Are you comfortable being with yourself when you go out?
Right.
Can you do that? Can you go out by yourself? Can you take yourself out on a date? That was something that a therapist had me do as an
Yeah.
assignment. Take yourself on a date. Go have fun. What would you do? And
Right.
it's scary.
It is.
A lot of people think that's the easiest thing in the world. For some reason, I think it's easier for a lot of guys than it is for girls. I don't know where that stigma came from.
Yeah.
We put out in on the planet that, guys have their crap together and for some reason women don't.
Right.
And if women do, we're not considered nice people. We're too strong, we're too demanding, we're too this, we're too that. So it's finding that balance of both those energies within being the male version of you and the female version, and how are you going to balance all that out and take yourself out and have a really good time?
I think it is very hard to go out by yourself, but once you get used to it and you do it, then you build up the confidence, and then you get out of that stigma of feeling uncomfortable. But in the beginning, I think it's hard when you go out by yourself, because you don't have the other people in the group. You're by yourself, and that sometimes, in the beginning could be very hard emotionally, I feel. And like you said, I feel, just from meeting so many men, they do get intimidated by women who have strength, and you can hear it is just by sometimes they push away from women who, are strong, and there's nothing wrong with these women. They're just strong. They have strength and they have resilience, and yeah, I think a lot of men are intimidated by that too.
I totally agree with you. I really do. I've been told by quite a few people that I intimidate them because I usually come in and I'm very quiet. And
Yeah.
I know you wouldn't think that I'm a very quiet, shy person, but I have that ability also.
Yeah.
I'm also very outgoing. And I know there's a term for that, but I
Right.
can't remember what it is when you're both. So when I come in and I'm very quiet, they just think, boy, she's high and mighty. She thinks she's too good for us, whatever, whatever, whatever. And the list just gets longer.
Right.
But that's not me. I always gravitate towards the quiet people. I want them to feel comfortable. I gravitate towards who I feel are the ones who are looking to be accepted.
Yeah.
When I was the teacher, I always helped. Well, you call the underdog students, the ones who really needed the extra push.
Yeah.
Those to me, they were the best kids to work with because they wanted that help. They knew they needed it, and they just lit up when you spend an extra 5 minutes with them.
Right. It's so true. I always gravitated to people like that too, and it always brought me such joy when I was able to bring a smile to them or make them feel good about themselves. And I used to work a lot with people with disabilities, and if I could, by the end of working with them, if I was able to make them feel good, and I usually did, they felt, special. And sometimes when people have, they're battling with certain issues in their life and they don't feel special, it's very hard to really, go out by yourself and to feel that joy and to have that happiness. It's and then, but if you have supporting people around you that reinforce and tell you how special you are, you start to believe it after a while when you hear it from other people. That's why it's so important, I think, too, to have that support.
But I think it's even more important if you hear it from yourself.
Yes, I agree.
And that's what Louise Hay talks about all the time, is to do mirror work. And you stand in front of a mirror and you talk to yourself and you praise yourself and you tell yourself that you love yourself. And
Yes.
you do the mirror work a couple times a day. And because no matter what somebody else tells you,
Yes.
they may think the world of you, but if you don't feel it inside,
100%.
not going to mean anything.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
Yes.
That strength really has to come from within.
Oh, 100%. I always used to say, when you look in the mirror, do you like who you see? And then, and if you don't like who you see, what don't you like? And let's work on that, and get you to the point where when you look in the mirror, you're going to love who you see. And
That's right.
I think it's so important. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Have you felt like you've come a long way? You've been through a long journey. A lot of things have you've gone through a lot in life. You've had a lot of challenges. You've overcame a lot. And are you at a point now where you feel like you've kind of figured out the ways of really tapping into joy and happiness and bringing it into your life and starting to feel, that happiness again? Because, now Gino has been gone for 9 years. And you're by yourself, you have your friends and your family around you, but do you feel like you've got to a point where you're happy with who you are, you're single and you feel good about you?
I am. I really can't honestly say I'm at the place where I love myself. I like being with myself. I don't mind the quiet time. I actually like the quiet time. I have an aging dog, so she does take a lot of my time. And I love it because I know she won't be here much longer, but it's where I'm putting my energy today. And unfortunately, my mom, when I talk to her, she always says, "Well, how's your pickleball?" I said, "I'm not playing." "Oh, you have to play because I get enjoyment from you knowing you're playing pickleball." That's too bad. I'm sorry, Mom.
I love it. If you had to take today's conversation and you really wanted to sum up some important factors, what are some of the things you really like to get across to people today from our conversation that we've had?
Get to know yourself. You're the most fascinating person you need to know. And you do that by journaling. And I know we've all been told to journal so much over the past years. Oh, it's the next best thing since sliced bread. But it really is the truth. That's the only way you get to know yourself.
It is.
You'd be surprised what comes out.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't want to write it, then do it on the computer and type it. I mean, there are so many different ways to get the message out of who you are out here. Make a song about it or take a walk and listen to yourself.
It's so true. A lot of times I would go in front of the computer and I would put on certain music and it would stimulate, my emotions. And then I would start to just write and sometimes I just put the microphone on and start to just dictate my thoughts and it would just start writing for me and it would just get it out. And sometimes I would tap into emotions that were repressed that I didn't even realize were having an impact on me.
Yeah, it truly is amazing who's in here. I mean, there's a really cool person inside if you just take the time to get to know them.
Yes, 100%, 100%. Now, when it comes to the services, you do so many wonderful things. You help so many women. You know, you work with balance and hormones. You work with men also. You do, you know, you help, you know, you do a lot of great things. And Solopetty therapy has helped, you know, so many women, you know, nationwide. And, you know, can you tell us a little about all the different services that you provide your company?
Well, the big main one from Sotopelli is my late husband brought pellets back into the world. They've been around since 1939, and he was introduced to them in the early 90s. He individualized the dosing back then. I realized how important this was when we had a group of women flying over constantly from Scottsdale to Rancho Mirage, California. And he wanted as many physicians to know about this as possible,
Right.
so they could treat their patients with it as well. So pellets are a tiny hormone that are placed under the skin. And that's really the main focus of our company, is making sure that the patients are provided with the best modality of a hormone replacement therapy that's available 24/7 since it's in the bloodstream. There's nothing else that can do that for you. Not patches, not pills, not creams, not injections, shots, nothing.
Yes.
So I've been on the pellets myself for 30 years, long time.
Yeah.
And when I was at this expo, which was a spa and dermatology expo, people had a hard time believing that I was almost 70 years old. There's no way. I need to see your driver's license. Really? Yeah, because the estrogen has really done such a difference in my skin.
Oh yeah.
So that's our lane.
I'm on hormone therapy too, and it makes you feel younger. I get comments all the time. People don't realize, believe my age, and when I tell them I have th three grown children, they don't believe that, because it's just you feel different. It brings you back to to how you felt when you were younger, and it's a great feeling, to be able to function like you did before and not slow down, not go into postmenopause. And to really keep yourself, at that balanced state where all your hormones are functioning and they're all balanced, and it's like it's a wonderful feeling. You're just it's a totally different lifestyle when you can.
Oh, completely. The pellets physiologically help you feel like you're in your 30s again,
Yes,
which
they
is
do.
truly amazing. And our motto is, we want to see you age gracefully, not old.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Where can people find you?
We are website, Instagram, Facebook, and I'll spell the company for you because it's Italian for under the skin. Sotto, P as in Peter, Elle. Therapy.com.
I love it. I love it. Well, this has been amazing. I love when you come on the show, Caroline. You just bring such great advice. Your wisdom is amazing. Your inspiration, your motivation, you really open, like I mentioned to you before, you just have such a beautiful heart, and you really are able to tap into other people's hearts. And I really appreciate you, and really appreciate
Oh,
everything, that you
thank you.
do. Thank you. Well, you have a great day, and thank you so much for being on the show today, and I can't wait to see you again.
You got it. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Ciao.
Ciao.